Good morning, brothers and sisters. This morning our exhortation will be taken from the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24. Chapter 16, verse 24, the book of Matthew. Verse 24, and it reads, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Here we see that Christ is speaking to his disciples. Now, the greatest of privileges belong to Christ's disciples. But in order to be his disciple and to enjoy the privileges, a price must be paid. Now we ask a question here, what is the price? Number one, self-repression. It's, let him deny himself, said Jesus. He told his disciples that whoever wants follow him must deny himself. This does not mean that one should torture his body or refuse life's joys, but to curb the lower self, to exercise self-restraint. Well, we're going to ask another question here. Of what? How must we, why must we restrain ourselves? We must discipline ourselves from godliness, ungodliness, and worldly lust. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. Let's go there. Go there with me, and we're going to read Titus 12. Titus chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 11 through 12. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-control, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Here we see that we must deny ourselves from all those things which belongs to the world. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. That is offered to us, the salvation. But it teaches us to say no to those things which belongs to the world, which is ungodliness and worldly passion. If we say no to those things and to live self-control, we live in a way that we must not be in the world, but upright and godly lives in this present age. Because at this time here, there are a lot of things that has been like drying Christians from the church, even though they were added to the church, and by not disciplining themselves from the worldly pleasure or worldly lust, they have been run by those things. So here we have to control ourselves as we continue in serving Christ. And we ask a question again here, why? Why must we be disciplined from all these things? It is not a heartless restraint imposed by an unwilled power. Self-denial is a law of development. He who disregards it does not grow. If we do not regard this, we won't grow in our Christian life, in our Christianity. Go with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 25, and it reads, everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Here we see again that the illustration is that a person who is going to go into a sports, like to run a race, he must be able to train to run for that prize. And so it is with us that we must be trained to have that crown of life. We must not regard this, or we must not say, well, I'm a Christian here and I'm all right. But we need to train ourselves so that we can go more forward, that there is something that awaits us. There is a crown that when we finish this race, we have something to receive. As Paul said here, that they do it to get a crown that will not last. That is this worldly things, like when you are in sports, when you're playing football or when you're playing volleyball or when you are in race, they are there to do it to get a crown that will not last. But we know, as Christians, do it to get a crown that will last forever. Now, it is the law of protection, denial. When you deny yourself, it is the law of protection. And he who ignores it does injury to his health. We damage ourselves. We hurt ourselves by not being disciplined ourselves to do the work of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. He said, no, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for a prize. That is how we are supposed to be. We're supposed to follow these patterns that Paul go through. Now, number two is self-sacrifice. Take up his cross. Christ said, whoever wants to be his disciples, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So here we see that we have to take up our cross. There are three words which express the darker experience of life, namely a burden. The inevitable cares and strain of daily life. There are a lot of things, or there are a lot of trials and temptations, or tests that we go through in our Christian life. But the burden is so heavy that we cannot carry it. But Christ make it light. Christ is the one that help us to carry our burden. So he make it light. He make it more light that we can go through with our Christianity. Two turns. A weakness or infirmity or mental or physical which makes life miserable and the duty difficult. Our trials, our temptation, persecution are not like Paul's trials. Paul goes through a different type of trials and temptation, but our own is not as Paul's trials and temptation, but it makes life miserable and duty difficult. But Christ is there that we can follow him and be close to him so that our burden, our turns can be more light, that we can be able to go with it. Cross, the pain we involuntarily suffer on behalf of others. And Jesus' cross means that we must carry our cross. We must bear our cross. Man must bear his burden and endure his turns. Some of us sometimes we say that they believe that when you are a Christian, when you are a disciple of God, that everything will be okay with them. No trials, no temptation, but you know, have a nice Christian life, but it is not so. We have to have all of those things. What Christ experienced, what Paul experienced, we have to experience those things. We have to go through all those things. So Jesus' cross meant that we must bear our burden. Man must bear his burden and endure his thorns. But the cross may be escaped. But without that cross, friends, there is no crown. Without bearing that cross, without going through all those things, there is no crown. Self-expression. Follow me, Jesus said. He said to follow him. Follow me. Now, we want to know why or where we must follow, to go where we must follow Christ. The life of Christian is not only repressions, but also expression. Not only restraint, but also activity. It is the cultivation of life self. We must be active. We must do the work of God, do the work of Christ. We must follow the patterns, what he go through. And we ask questions here again. Why? Or how? How we must follow Christ? We follow him by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 23 shows us that we have to follow, we have to have faith in God. That is the way how we follow Christ. And why must we follow him? For what reason must we follow him? Because we do not direct our own course. Our lives is in God's hand. He controls us. Without him, we cannot control ourselves. Or without him, we are nothing. He said in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 32, he shows us that his thought is more higher than our thought, or his ways are higher than our ways. So here, for that reason, we have to follow him. Because he is the way, Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And where, another question is where, must we follow him? Or far, for what reason, we ask, how and why and where must we follow him? We follow Christ as his disciples to the Father's house. He went and prepared a place for us. So we have to follow him where he leads us, to the Father's house. There is no other way, or there is no other place that Jesus needs us to follow him. Friends, brothers, and sisters, this morning, my encouragement to you is that let us continue focus on that cross, and let us continue following him wherever he directs us to go until we reach to that heavenly place. I do hope that my short exhortation will be an encouragement to you this morning. Thank you very much for your attention.